Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The right to own property is key to fully integrating women into a nation's economy. Speaking on a Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative panel, better known as WGDP, to announce new projects, advisor to the President Ivanka Trump noted that changing property and inheritance laws may be the most critical step in ensuring women's full and free participation in local economies. USAID Administrator Mark Green also affirmed the importance of land rights in women's economic empowerment. "We talk about the journey to self-reliance and helping countries lead themselves," he said. "No country is self-reliant if it isn't tapping into more than half of its population." CEO Chris Jochnik from Landesa, an NGO that is implementing a land rights project, said WGDP funds put in Liberia, Mozambique, Zambia, Tanzania, and Ethiopia will ensure women's property rights through revised laws and regulations. The project will affect the ability of millions of women to own, inherit, or use land across Africa. "Approximately 100 million women live in these five countries," said Mr. Jochnik, "and this project should go a long way to bolstering their entrepreneurship and economic opportunities." There are 90 countries where, either by law or by custom, women can't own, inherit, or manage land. As a consequence, these women are relegated to second-class citizenship and life in a constant state of vulnerability.
If we want to empower women, we have to start with this fundamental inequity. Most people living in poverty, most women living in poverty, live off the land. Land to them is a home, survival, an income, a chance to feed and clothe and house and educate their children. Land is also a chance for entrepreneurship.
A recent success story is Côte d'Ivoire, where a new marriage law will now enable women to inherit and acquire property, said Advisor Trump.
This built upon great work being done on a local level, actually through funding with local NGOs and advocates in Côte d'Ivoire, MCC. I visited there this spring and reinforced the essential nature of changing this law.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.